Hi everyone, thank you for tuning in to Lead Podcast. Being a great leader in today's world requires you to be well-rounded physically, spiritually, and mentally. The purpose of this podcast is to create such leaders by inspiring a purpose-driven generation rooted in God's Word and poised to do extraordinary wonders wherever they might be. So, sit back, open your heart and your notes, and be blessed by the gems of wisdom Isaac Oyedepo is about to share with you.
Welcome you to this very important episode, and I hope you are ready to gain a few things that will help you lead well and lead right. In continuation of our series that we began, this is our team building series and the second episode of it. Last week, we talked about developing a vision for the team as one key component in building a great team. I'd like to remind you, just by way of catching up, that team, T-E-A-M, means together, everyone accomplishes more. An exceptional team is also referred to as an A-team. And we want to look at a very important part of this while reminding you that if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. It's impossible to lead right and to lead well alone. It's important that you gather the right team to help you lead well and lead right. And so today we are considering a very important thing when it comes to building an exceptional team, and that is identifying the right pieces to the team. This is very important. I know you desire a team, and I know, like we said last week, you've developed a vision for the team. I know the vision is clear, the vision is understandable, the vision is relevant, the vision is current, and the vision connects. So what next? After the vision, now the real job begins of identifying the right pieces to the team. I'd like to quickly say this. When you are trying to build an exceptional team, an emotional approach is never recommended. All right? When you are trying to build up an exceptional team in your church, in your organization, in your business, maybe it's a new startup business, right? You are not looking for people that you just have an emotional connection to, even though that is important, but you are looking for the right team. You are hunting for the right pieces of the team. You are looking for strengths that cover up for the weaknesses that you may even have as a leader. Right? So you've developed the vision for the team. The next thing we want to talk about in this team building series is identify the right pieces for your team. Right now, there are three C's to consider. Three C's. Three C's. The first C is competence. The next C is character. And the third C is chemistry. Wow, this is amazing. All right, we are trying to build up an exceptional team. Number one, look out for competent individuals. Number two, look out for character. All right, number three, look out for chemistry. Wow, this is amazing. I consider these as the three big C's. All right, so every time I've tried to build up a team, I've looked out for competence. Is the skill there? Is the ability there? Oh, that's important. All right, does he or she have what it takes? Are they extremely good at what they do? Competence, very important. All right? Number two is character. All right? So they have the skill. They have the ability. They have all of that. But do they have the character? Character is very important. You could have competence that lacks character and it still ends in disaster. Wow. Very important. So while I'm looking out for competence, I'm also looking out for character. I've met a lot of competent people in churches. Well, in the church world, we can call that anointed people. All right? They have what it takes. They have the skill, all of that, but they lack the character. All right? So you could still suffer disaster due to character. Remember, this is important because you are talking about a team. All right? You need people with competence. Then also you need people with character. All right? And then very importantly, the third big C that I consider and I want to pass across to you is chemistry. Wow. These are three things you have to look out for. Chemistry. So when I put this person with that person, how do they function? Right? So remember, when you start building up a team, you start with yourself as the team leader, and then you begin to look for the right pieces. And then you get the second piece. When you're getting the third piece, you're asking yourself, is there chemistry? Is there still chemistry? All right, so let's look at it this way. You want to build the right team. You've developed a vision for the right team. Take out a piece of paper, your iPad, your telephone, whatever it is that you use to take down some points. All right? All right? So you already have the vision. The vision is clear. The vision is understandable. The vision is relevant. The vision is current. And the vision connects. Great. So you have the vision on one side. And then as the team lead, you have yourself right under the vision. What do you begin to do? Gather everyone you can find around, far and near. I should also mention, you don't have to have team members who are right by your side. You can have team members from all across the world, depending on what projects you have in front of you. Right? So the first thing you want to look out for is competence. Look out for all the skill you can find. Right? All the competent individuals you can find that you consider will be relevant in achieving or accomplishing your task with the team you want to build. Right? So look out for everyone you can find. Maybe you find 30 people very competent. Great. Now it takes us to the next step. Do they have the character? Then you find out that the list of the competent people you have has already begun to reduce. Because competence will never equal character. So the list is reduced from those who are competent to those who have character. And then the third step will be chemistry. All right? So looking at yourself as the team lead, in case you are the team lead, you have major pieces to the team. You now begin to sieve out again those who you know cannot work well together. I'm reminded of God's word, Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? So you may have the skill, you may have the character, but if you lack the chemistry, there'll be a limit to what you can accomplish, what you can achieve. I like to say this again because I believe this is very important for those who will be building up teams or those who will end up being part of exceptional teams. All right, so this is what we've said from our episode last week. Have the right vision. All right, let the vision be clear, let it be understandable, let it be relevant, let it be current, and let it connect. All right, that is the vision. Now, under the vision, you have the team lead, right? So if you are the team lead, you're right under the vision. Now the task, the haunting task begins. Where can you find the skill you require to accomplish the vision? Where can you find them? Who are they? What are they skilled in? All right? And then just have a list. You perhaps find a very long list. All right? From there, you now begin to ask, which one out of these ones have the right character? And then you reduce the list based on character. Remember now, you've already solved the competence issue. The next step is character. You reduce the list based on character. And then the third step is chemistry. You reduce the list. Now, never make the mistake of beginning with chemistry or beginning with character. This is where teams have made a great mistake. Right? Particularly in churches or not-for-profit organizations. Because we have so much value for character, we think that is where to begin. But if you begin with character, you may end up putting up a team that lacks competence and that lacks chemistry. So follow that order. From the vision to the visionaire, who is the team lead, all right, to competence, and then move down to character, and then move down to chemistry. So that gives you a five-step to look at. The vision, the visionaire, right? Who is also the team lead? And then competence, character, and chemistry. Amazing, amazing, and amazing. Once you can do this, you will put the right team together. Wow. Is it that simple? Yes, it is. Very easy. So this process must be followed. That's why we began with vision. Make sure the vision is clear. Make sure it's understandable. Make sure it's relevant. Make sure it's current. Make sure it connects. And then step down to look at yourself as the team lead. All right? There are skills that you lack. There are competencies that you lack. Go for that. Right? I want to quickly say, whether as a pastor, CEO, a creative director, whatever it is, you would always need the right team to have outstanding results. Amazing. In over 13 years, wherever I've been, I've learned this principle of teamwork. Amazing teamwork. But it always begins by having a vision whenever or wherever I am sent to. It always begins with a vision. A vision, a vision, a clear vision. A vision that can be communicated with clarity and with understanding. And then having the right character as the team lead. Right? Looking at what kind of pieces would work perfectly. Then, of course, the process begins. Competence, character, and then chemistry. I'd like, therefore, to challenge you this week. Right? Follow this process. Now that you already have your vision ready, now let's begin the selection. After the vision comes the selection of the team. Look out for competent people. Sometimes competent people come at a huge cost. But someone said, if you pay peanuts, You hire monkeys, right? So beware of competence. Competence comes at a cost. Excellence comes at a cost. But I also like to say, failure comes at a greater cost, right? So look for competent people, right? And then have a character check. You found the competent people, place them on a character check. Observe them carefully and closely. And then when it comes to chemistry, you begin from yourself. What pieces work well together with you in accomplishing the task and the goal? I believe this is very important in building an exceptional team. I hope you learned a few things today. I want to challenge you to put what you've learned to work. And God bless you. Once again, I'm Isaac Oyedepo. I want you to lead right and to lead well. Till we meet again on the next episode, keep building the right team.
Help you feel transformed by the outpouring of inspiring words by Isaac Oyedepo today. Do someone a favor, share this link with them, and share your experience on social media. Let's create a new movement of inspired leaders to God's glory. Visit www.theisaacoyedepo.com for more information.